Marnie's got it here, 102.3 XLC, and we have Jim Husel back in from the Gurney American Legion. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, how you doing today?
I am doing well. We were driving past the Legion, because I just call it the Legion. Obviously, there's many Legions, but the Gurney American Legion, the one that I live right by, my mama works at, my 8 and 7 year old, though, as we were driving by, they're like, why are we so famous at the Legion? They think that they legit think that they're famous at the Legion. Well, when we go in there, everybody knows who we are. I'm like, well, a lot of kids aren't roaming around the Legion. And usually when we do go in, we're running in real quick. But there's a lot of stuff going on since we've seen you last. Big news. You want to start with that?
Is there a drum roll?
Yes,
so the Gurney American Legion is getting video gaming in. Yes, this is a huge opportunity for us.
Already have it. It's in.
It's in, but it's...
We're in a temporary location.
The testing phases of it right now. And that on March the 30th, we're going to have a ribbon-cutting ceremony, the official grand opening of the... It's going to be from 5 to 7 p.m. We're going to have food there and have priced drinks and things like that. But having video gaming for us, the big changes is that they made a change in the law that allowed veterans organizations to license directly with the state, so we don't go through the village of Gurney.
And why that's a big deal is because there's no other place in Gurney that has the gaming.
And there won't be another place in Gurney.
Because you guys are the place.
We're the only veterans organization in the city.
It's huge.
So it's huge for us. And what it does for us is it gives us a stream of income in the future where we can plan and grow in that. Our building is located in a floodplain, and it's only a matter of time when it's not going to be up there anymore. It was built in the early 1950s by World War II veterans in that. So this will give us an opportunity to put some money in the banks. If we have some property in our area there. We own the land where Gurney Youth Baseball plays baseball.
Right.
We have some land there that we could build on in the future. So we're going to start a planning committee right now talking about that. But this video gaming is great. It's a safe environment. It's a warm environment. We're open to the public. I want to make that very clear.
Yes.
Our bar is open to the public. We have the halls available for rental there. We have a lot of weddings there. We have a lot of nonprofit groups that come in there and use our hall and that. But with this video gaming, it's going to be a game changer.
Absolutely. And you guys have some events coming up. My daughter saw it on the board. She was like, can we go to Gurney Legion for St. Patrick's Day? I was like,
yes, I
guess if that's what you want to go do. So, which I can't believe it's already tomorrow.
it's hard to, yes. So we're having our event is on March the 18th. It's
okay,
a Saturday.
So Saturday.
Okay, yeah, we're going to have it on Saturday. And it coincides with the American Legion birthday. So our 103rd birthday is happening this week. I think it officially happened yesterday, but we're going to celebrate both those events, St. Patrick's Day. So for $12 a head, you can come in here and have corned beef and cabbage, traditional corned beef and cabbage, and that. We're going to celebrate our birthday, celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And if you go to our Facebook page or to our website, which is GurneyAmericanLegion.org, you can look on there the details on the sign up in advance for it, because we'd like to get a head count. If you've bought corned beef this year, it's been pretty expensive this year.
Yeah, it's pretty pricey.
Yeah, yes. So, so that's what's going on in terms of right away. And then on April the 15th, we're going to be having a Easter egg hunt and pancake breakfast.
Okay.
It's a Saturday morning. So we invite people to come to that. So it should be a great day. And then our auxiliary is having a spring craft fair on Saturday, April the 22nd. And ever since COVID, that has been growing and growing for the auxiliary. The auxiliary is a sister organization for the American Legion. It's women that help us with everything that we do. And then the third piece of the pie for the American Legion is Sons of the American Legion, which is relatives and sons of either veterans, your grandfathers, uncles, cousins, and that can join the Sons of the American Legion there. But like I said, the real big event for us is this video gaming, getting that going in that. And then in the future, we got some other events. I'd like to come back in the future and talk about it. We got our Craft Beer Fest coming back.
Yes.
In September 9th. We moved the Craft Beer Fest onto our property this last year. It was a huge
success. I think I was out of town that weekend. I was so bummed, but I'm marking it in my calendar now, September the 9th.
Yes, and people really enjoyed having it right there because it wasn't as big of a property, but we had plenty of room. We had plenty of options in terms of beers. We had food trucks there, and it was wonderful.
Now, you guys also, speaking of new things, you have a new nonprofit called Friends of Gurnee American Legion. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so as a American Legion organization, a veteran organization, we're a C-19. A C-19 typically cannot get donations from companies and corporations and individuals because they don't think it's tax deductible, but it is. So we formed Friends of the Gurnee American Legion, which is a 501c3 organization that allows us to go out and collect funds. And we have a lot of opportunities to help our next generation veterans. There's a lot of veterans after Afghanistan and Iraq that need help, and there's going to be a wave of help that they're going to need coming forward. I'm the service officer for the post right now, and I'm working with a lot of veterans that need help, you know, navigating through the VA, finding local help. We have a local veteran that needed financial help for transportation, for cancer treatment. So we're doing a lot of things like that. And plus, we want to get closer to the veterans and the active duty members that are over at Great Lakes.
Awesome. And real quick, weekly events happening at the Legion. If you don't know, Queen of Hearts takes place on Mondays and Thursdays.
At 6 o'clock.
Which is today.
Yes.
I know my mom's closing tonight, and she's like, it's going to be busy. So get there early.
Yes.
There's food to be had, too, there.
We have a part-time restaurant, so there is a woman that's starting to have food available.
Yes.
And that's going to be happening. Yes.
Okay, cool. And what's the pot at right now?
$37,000.
$37,000.
That should get some attention out there.
Yeah, it definitely should. And you guys are open daily now, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Yes.
And 1 a.m. on Saturdays. So, Jim, really appreciate you coming in. Where can people get the latest about the Gurnee American Legion?
So at GurneeAmericanLegion.org or on our Facebook page. Those are the two vehicles for us to really communicate to the public.
Cool.
Stop in at any time. Come in and say hi. Have a drink. Look at the tank and that. We're going to have a lot more events. We got a nice group of people in the Legion right now.
Yeah.
We're really a brother and sisterhood working to grow our organization.
You guys are doing good stuff. Good stuff. Jim, thank you so much for coming back in. Before I let you go, what's your Gurnee go-to?
Gurnee American Legion. Come over and have a drink.
And go say, it's me, Maria. I think, again, my mom's working tonight. So Gurnee's got it. It continues next here on XLC.